Welcome to Time with Abba, the Passion Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is day three. Today's topic, why human beings can become vipers. How to restore to become human again. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you, that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins. Everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 2, verses 7 to 12. Genesis chapter 5, verse 1 to chapter 7, verse 24. Matthew chapter 3, verse 7 to chapter 4, verse 11. Proverbs 1, verses 10 to 19. Today's main passages, the first one, Genesis chapter 6, verses 5 to 8. The Lord saw how great the wickedness of the human race had become on the earth, and that every inclination of the thoughts of the human heart was only evil all the time. The Lord regretted that He had made human beings on the earth, and His heart was deeply troubled. So the Lord said, I will wipe from the face of the earth the human race I have created, and with them the animal, the birds, and the creatures that move along the ground. For I regret that I have made them. But Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord. The second passage is from Matthew chapter 3, verses 7 to 12. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to where he was baptizing, John said to them, You brood of vipers, who want you to flee from the coming wrath? Produce fruit in keeping with repentance. And do not think you can say to yourself, We have Abraham as our father. I tell you that out of these stones God can raise up children for Abraham. The axe is already at the root of the trees, and every tree that does not produce good fruit will be cut down and thrown into fire. I baptize you with water for repentance. But after me comes one who is more powerful than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor, gathering his wheat into the barn and burning up the chaff with unquenchable fire. The third passage is from Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 to 11. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and said, If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread. Jesus answered, It is written, Man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. Then the devil took him to the holy city and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. If you are the Son of God, he said, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. Jesus answered him, it is also written, do not put the Lord your God to the test. Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. All this I will give you, he said, if you will bow down and worship me. Jesus said to him, away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only. Then the devil left him, and angels came and attended him. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passages we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to him. My listening, the topic I received today is why human beings can become vipers, how to restore. To become human again. Why John the Baptist called those religious leaders brood of vipers? When we read today's Genesis chapter 6 verses 5 to 8, then we know that the consequence of the disobedience of human beings to God is that Adam and Eve had to leave the Garden of Eden, to leave God's kingdom and his protection and blessings. It was the same as in Noah's time, the same as in Jesus' time, and the same as in today. The consequence is that human beings become vipers. Terrible. So how can we be restored and become human again? We have the answer in today's Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 to 11. We need to be filled with the Holy Spirit just as the Holy Spirit filled Jesus after he was baptized. We need Jesus to knock down, that's K-O, Satan, so that we can be in the presence of Abba, to stand firm in his kingdom and not thinking that we can beat Satan, but then we are being captured into the den of the brood of vipers of Satan. Let us pray. Dear Abba Father, help us not to have the pride that we can win Satan and soon being captured by him into the den of vipers. Lead us to be close to Jesus, being filled with the Holy Spirit each day, and that we can be in your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what kind of inspiration and invitation have you received from today's message? Number two, what is your next step to avoid you being captured by Satan into his den? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.